The Orphaned Swimming Pool, read by Jane Alexander. Marriages, like chemical unions, release upon dissolution packets of the energy locked up in their bonding. There is the piano no one wants, the cocker spaniel no one can take care of. Shelves of books suddenly stand revealed as burdensomely dated and unlikely to be reread. Indeed, it is difficult to remember who read them in the first place. And what of those old skis in the attic, or the dollhouse waiting to be repaired in the basement? The piano goes out of tune, the dog goes mad. The summer that the Turners got their divorce, their swimming pool had neither a master nor a mistress, though the sun beat down day after day, and a state of drought was declared in Connecticut. It was a young pool, only 2 years old, of the fragile type fashioned by laying a plastic liner within a carefully carved hole in the ground. The Turner's side yard looked infernal while it was being done. One bulldozer sank into the mud and had to be pulled free by another. But by midsummer the new grass was sprouting, the encircling flagstones were in place, the blue plastic tinted the water a heavenly blue, and it had to be admitted that the Turners had scored again. They were always a little in advance of their friends. He was a tall, hairy-backed man with long arms, and a nose flattened by football, and a sullen look of too much blood. She was a fine-boned blonde, with dry blue eyes, and lips usually held parted and crinkled, as if about to ask a worrisome or whimsical question. They never seemed happier, nor their marriage healthier, than those 2 summers. They grew brown and supple.